This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Dick Pfister, the presidential sunglasses, and have you ever seen? It's coming up next.
I married a woman to talk like Jerry Reed. God just didn't bless her with the vocal cords she needs. She looks like Cindy Crawford, but that ain't the way she sounds. When we make love, I keep hearing Eastbound and Down. I work 60 hours a week, and I bring home my check. And she says, son, you got to take me out somewhere and throw some groceries down my neck. So I took her to a fancy restaurant. She looked down her nose and said, now, why don't we stop at a choking puke for some grilled cheese sandwiches. I married a woman to talk like Jerry Reed. Ought to be on the cover of Playboy, cause that body's guaranteed. She talks just like that guitar man that crawled out of a swamp. That Louisiana low won't save you, son, when I knock you in the head with a stump. She thinks my name is Amos when she ain't calling me son. Amos, son, I'm under stress. Let's go somewhere that's fun. So I flew her to Europe and I spent $10,000. She told me I'd have had more fun thumbing a ride on an overloaded poultry truck. Love songs.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
So there's Josh Arnold.
Hi there.
He's at the contrary desk.
No, I'm not.
There's Ace Cosby manning the track phone hotline. Willie Griswold organized a late appearance today, and Pat Godwin continues to be missing. We haven't heard or seen tell of him for...
No.
We get John Walsh. 6 days? Something.
Yeah, six. We need to put him on a milk carton. I'm Chick McGee at the orangeinsoles.com
or
sports desk.
Or a bottle of vodka. What the hell?
And here's...
a bottle of Jameson's.
Oh, might goodness. As well. And here's Tom. Hello, Tom.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I've never had a cocktail with him.
Tis the season for Jameson's, though, right?
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
He has,
big Jameson.
He has left the world of drinking.
Really? As far as you know.
Yeah, far as I know.
I have no idea. I'm teasing, of course.
He's disappeared. I haven't seen him for 7 or 8 days.
I'm sure he's just healing up from his
surgery
3 months.
Yeah, he had a major surgery. Well,
mm-hmm. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Okay. He's all right.
3 months ago.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for the,
he's not wrong.
Tip in Ace.
He especially loves
you know what I need right now?
When Ace piles on.
You know what I need right now?
What do you need?
I need a palate cleanser.
Oh,
in the,
yes,
ready?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the man with the deep voice. Ace Cosby.
Come on.
Joke of the day.
Tom, you know, yesterday was Chuck Norris's birthday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I neglected to talk about it.
Oh.
You know, most people can pee their name in snow.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris can pee his name in concrete.
Wow.
Oh.
He's a bad man.
I love those Chuck Norris jokes. They're so stupid. What is the one about doing push-ups?
Yeah, he doesn't push himself up. He pushes the earth down.
Oh, that's right.
Love it.
Well, you know, the dinosaurs looked at Chuck Norris the wrong way. Once, you know what happened to them.
Anyways.
He wiped them all out.
Now, yesterday, sometimes life can be funny on its own. Doesn't really need any help. The business channel.
Yeah.
The Fox business channel.
Sure.
Stock market stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right. Oh, boy.
I don't watch that. I can't. follow any.
Well, you don't have a financial person in your life, apparently.
I don't.
Don't watch it now.
Oh, do you have to watch that all the time, Christy? Oh, God. No, thanks.
At least before you watch it, close all the windows.
Yeah. I'm glad there are people to watch this stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Take care of our money. Yeah.
I just can't understand it at all. But a friend of mine took a photograph of the screen, screenshot of the television set when they introduced AlphaCore Wealth Advisory CEO Dick Pfister.
No.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it PF at least?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If your name is Dick Pfister, wow.
Don't you go by your middle name or Richard.
Anything.
Something. Or
you Alan, try something. Change it. Yeah.
His sister. His sister, Anna L. Pfister. Really.
Oh.
Anna L.
Especially when you
read it.
When you read it on the screen. It is very, very disturbing.
Honey, what do you now want to name the baby?
We will
like Richard.
We'll take this photograph. It was Mike Mark from our staff actually sent it to me. So we will take this image and place it on.
Sure, he's a bright man. Probably quite wealthy.
I'm sure this guy's got tons of money. I'm sure that if his private jet may say Dick Pfister on the side in big letters.
Yes.
And even then people laugh at him. They go, I don't have a lot of money, but I can enjoy the sunset and not have to wake up being named Dick Pfister. I got an update for Christy Lee. Right.
Okay.
According to GQ.
Yes.
Which used to be called Gentleman's Quarterly.
Yeah, Jason Bateman on the cover. Boys,
I don't make a move without GQ, and I mean movement.
According to GQ, President Biden is wearing Ray-Ban RB3025 Classic Aviator Sunglasses.
Good for him.
Okay.
Currently available at Amazon for $154.
He can afford them.
You think that's...
Here's a photograph of him, and you can see the Ray-Ban logo.
Oh, you can?
On the upper right lens.
Yeah.
Now, you said you've seen shots where that's not there. You have to wonder if he called them and said, hey, look, can you make some of these for me without
the
logo?
Or I just didn't notice it. I don't know. But the General Accounting Office has to buy those from Ray-Bans, and they cost the president $12,000.
Oh, well, GAO buys them.
Oh, right.
You heard 12. I heard 15.
Yeah, well, most of that goes to Area 51. But
if they want the case, it's $3,000 extra. So.
You think that's their key demographic there, Ray-Bans? The octogenarian?
Well, I hope
they're
in like
classics,
how long
man.
Is it? Yeah, here in a little while, I'll be still wearing Nikes and Ray-Bans. I hope.
I'm thrilled about that.
I'm a big Ray-Ban guy. I like the Wayfarers. The ones he wears, those wire ones, if you don't have a case, they end up getting bent. The side thingies get bent in your pocket, so.
Pilots still wear them. They swear by those.
Yeah, pilots tend to wear the ones that are square, though. Yes, that's the big thing. If you look at all the pilots, that's a big thing among
pilots.
I am not
going to
say a word.
Last time we had this argument, you were wrong and I was right.
Let him run.
A pilot sent me the...
Hey, he said, changing the subject, I'd like to thank Bryce Smith from Midwest Homes for Pets. When I shot my mouth off the other day and said Ruby chews up all of her beds.
Right.
Bryce said, hey, I can send you some pet beds. She won't chew up. And by God, they got there almost instantaneously. So,
were they concrete?
No, they're very nice and they're soft. And for the first time ever, my puppy dogs went in and laid on their beds without me laying on them first.
Oh,
that's right.
Wow.
I laid on them first.
Wow.
Yes.
See, I have the Orvis bed. And it's, what do they call it, chew proof or something? And if they chew it, you send it back and they give you a new one.
I have one of those, but there's a hole in it. And as I said yesterday, I have better things to do than be running back and forth to UPS.
I doubt that.
And it was pointed out to me later yesterday, I don't have anything better to do.
Yes.
So maybe.
Chris, to hear the ones the pilots wear, the Ray-Ban caravan.
Whatever.
I've got different pilots wear different sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
There's no having a conversation with you. We realize that.
And are we talking commercial pilots? Are we talking military pilots?
All the astronauts.
Most pilots wear non-polarized aviator sunglasses either in the classic teardrop shape or squared.
Caravan. That's it. They're those carrots. Look at it. I've got them right here, Christy.
I know you do, but I'm telling you.
Have you ever looked at someone and goes, okay, yeah, I'm wrong. You're right.
Never.
I've learned something today. No, I bet you never have.
I actually love doing that. I love learning.
Well, most people do.
Is that right?
That is right.
Except for math for you. You never...
Oh, no, that I don't care about at all. Okay. There are machines who can do that very easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know all my times. Mr. Calculator.
Go ahead. Ask me a times table. Go ahead. 0 to 9. Go ahead.
0 to 9?
Uh-huh.
2 times 7.
14.
Very good. He's good.
Go ahead. Give me a time.
8 times 7.
56. Go ahead.
We can throw him here.
Anything.
0 times 8.
0.
Oh, he nailed it.
Very good.
Sing.
Okay. Now we'll do Wordle.
How about 8 times 0? And then we'll move on.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever been, as we continue our current feature that's sweeping the country, it's called Have You Ever Been?
Or Have You Ever Seen?
Have I Ever Seen? Have you ever been in gym class playing soccer and one guy on one team goes up to hit the ball with his head while another guy on the other team runs up to kick the ball with his foot?
Oh.
And the guy who was trying to hit it with his head gets kicked in the face and the front tooth of the guy using his head comes out clean as a whistle.
Oh.
Root and all. And blood and tooth are on the gym floor.
Oh, boy.
Well, I got one similar to that.
Tooth.
This comes to us from Mr. WH.
Hi, WH.
Walking home from school, the kids in front of us were rolling a multicolored ball down a slight hill. My friend ran up to it and kicked it at full speed. It was a bowling ball.
Oh, my God.
Broken leg and foot.
Really?
And that hurts to think about.
That's crazy. Wow. And Christy, you never said you said you never broken a bone?
No, I've broken a bone.
Oh, okay. Which one? Oh, your ankle in Italy.
No, I broke this one, whatever this little bone is right here.
That'd be the tibia.
That's it.
That's the chlamydia.
Yeah. Tom, you ever broken a bone?
Yeah.
Which one?
I broke my arm in 62 places.
Remember that?
It's glued together. Yeah. There's a big iron rod in there.
Oh, that's right. Your neighbor had it with you.
Wait, it wasn't easier just to cut it off?
Had a conversation.
62 places? Don't you go, all right. That's gone.
I'll show you the x-ray. It's stunning.
I think you have sent me.
It's very, very nice.
I was in Nassau with a friend, says Jill. I won't give her full name. Dr. Jill by... Oh, yeah. No, I definitely don't.
Oh, okay.
We were on the beach, and a seagull pooped in her eye.
Oh.
She yelled at me to get her a towel. I said, okay, just a minute, and frantically looked for my camera. She realized what I was doing, ran into the water to wash her eye. As she was walking back, a huge wave knocked her down face first into the sand.
washing your eye out in salt water.
That's rough. Well,
no, but when there's seagull poop in there,
I think I'd go with saline.
Yeah, it's just saline. People sell that.
Also, we were talking about presidents wearing sunglasses.
Yes.
And it's really interesting because there are very few photographs of very many presidents wearing shades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Biden, if you Google president sunglasses images, it's almost all Biden, including on the cover of Time magazine.
Oh, yeah, that which...
didn't Roosevelt wear sunglasses?
There is actually a photograph of Roosevelt aboard a ship wearing sort of old-fashioned sunglasses.
Really?
Yeah.
You know why he may be wearing sunglasses?
Because he's asleep during the Time magazine shoot.
Well, that, and he's older, and his eyesight may not be what it is, and some people have really big eye sensitivity.
But he's got those kind of small sunglasses.
Roosevelt?
Like those T-shades you'd see someone wearing at the plate of hippie on Dragnet.
Oh, yes.
T-shades. Okay. No one calls them T-shades but you.
If you Google T-shades, it's very common.
You son of a bitch. I hate your father. Do you know that?
Is it the letter T or is it T-E-A?
Remember the most famous picture is Roger McGuinn of the birds.
Answer the question.
Little teeny, they'd be completely worthless.
Is it golf tees or T-E-A? Like you drank?
T-E-A?
T-shades. The implication was it was a marijuana smoker trying to hide his eyes.
Dope. Okay.
Are these the ones that are perfect? Circles?
No. I suppose the category, I suppose, that could be anything, but I think they're the most famous ones are those little rectangular ones. There's President Obama in shades. There's one shot of Bush in shades. And, of course, Kennedy aboard some yacht sailing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I bet he was wearing Wayfarers.
He's got a pair of Wayfarers on.
I knew it.
Biden is wearing the classic Ray-Ban aviator, and you can tell because it's got the logo.
You see Kennedy on board a ship, and the only thing you wonder is, I wonder who's below deck, huh?
Yeah.
They call it the below deck.
I went ahead and picked up some T-shades recently.
Are those T-shades?
Those are classic T-shades.
Classic.
Dean just read it.
Look at that.
Josh, I feel like you're about to offer me the red or the blue pill and tell me the truth about the Matrix.
Oh. Your choice, Will.
They're kind of impractical, though, because they're so small.
Yeah. Yep.
The idea of sunglasses is to, once again, keep
the sun right in there. Yeah.
Those are like the fez of baseball caps. They serve no purpose.
Exactly.
None.
They look good?
He looks so cool.
I could pull these off?
Yes. Yeah, you could.
Here, come here, look at me. I'll let you be the judge if you could pull this off or not. Well, don't do that with your eyebrows. Oh. It looks like you're sick. Okay.
You look like a college theater director that plays blackjack on the weekends. Does that make any sense?
That's right. I count cards.
You look like some jackass from L.A. that thinks he's some kind of filmmaker.
That's right. I was going to make you a star, but ever since you said that.
He's barely even made a successful porn.
Wait a minute. I take it back about the eyebrows. It looks good in the picture.
Thank you. Only other presidents I see in shades, they do have, Christy, you asked for Putin in shades. There is one that I was able to find.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple of Clinton, but I don't see Nixon in sunglasses. I don't see Lyndon Johnson in sunglasses. So
no, they probably considered them gauche or wussy. Johnson probably. I can only imagine.
I'll just burn my eyes.
I ain't gonna put any of those hippie glasses on.
But I think it's very unusual that President Biden wears those sunglasses all the time. I think so. I mean, good for him.
Do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, but
do our presidents still have to keep wearing suits? Can't they wear whatever they want? Haven't we gotten to the point where they can wear whatever they want?
On the golf course, they can.
What's wrong with being dressed up?
It sucks.
It demands respect.
No, it doesn't. I look at a guy in a suit and I go, I'd rather talk to a guy over there in a T-shirt and jeans.
Is that what's keeping you out of the executive office?
That's exactly right.
The dress code?
When I ran for Congress 4 years ago, it was because I wouldn't wear a suit and I lost.
Do you own a suit?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, he hates doing it, though.
What did you have to wear?
God. I'm sorry I brought this up.
I'm sure you clean up nice. I'm sure you look great.
I do. I look very good.
Was it for a wedding or was something more sad?
Honestly, I think it was something it probably was something sad.
Yeah, something sad.
Bad question. I read it. I have a different... We were talking about baseball and the fact that they're apparently going to allow, I guess, the individual teams to sell advertising space on both the helmets and the uniforms. And it dawned on me, if I owned a baked bean company, I would.
Yes.
Who's the most famous bean company?
Bush Beans.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to have a Bush Bean? And then you could have the Bush Bean Ball when a guy gets hit in the helmet.
And they should have. They should sponsor the.
They sponsor the timeout when you get the old Ray Chapman man down.
Well, that would be. Yeah, that. You know what? That's why they don't do it.
Mr. Chapman. I don't think Bush is Bush the number one bean?
You know what? I did not. I know we just got off this subject, but I did not wear a suit at my dad's funeral.
You didn't?
I wore a suit jacket. And a nice shirt and jeans because he hated wearing suits.
Good for you.
Yeah, and I went, I'm not going to wear a suit.
But you did wear the T-shades.
Yes.
Receiving line.
Okay. We've got here B&M baked beans.
Oh, those are very good. Very good brand.
Yeah, they figured they'd just name it for what it is.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
At the B?
Shart.
Yeah. They're as good as Sluicers.
I got a letter here if you guys want to hear this.
Yes.
It's sort of, have you ever seen, Dear Bob and Tom, you ever watched your younger cousin fart in a Ziploc bag, seal it, and then convince his older brother he caught a microscopic spider in it? Only to pop the bag in his face. He got punched in the back as soon as he ran off. No stitches required.
It worked?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like it.
Boy.
I think it would work.
Yeah. Would it work?
Here's one from
my research.
From Alabama. Eric writes, have you ever had your urologist look you in the eye as you're bent over the exam table with your pants around your ankles?
Look you in the eye?
And your urologist says, with his gloved finger dripping KY, I think I've sprained my prostate finger.
That's a strong cross you got there, pal.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Ist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.